This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei and this is 6 Minute English. With me is Neil. How are you, Neil?
I tell you what, I'm going to write a very strong letter to the train company. It took 4 hours to get to work today.
I know, it took me ages yesterday as well.
Well, it's a good thing we're looking at complaining in today's programme. Whether you're making a complaint or you're dealing with an unhappy customer, we'll be looking at useful language and also some do's and don'ts. But first, I have a question for you, Feifei.
Go on then.
What do you think that more people complain about? Is it transport or shopping?
Based on what we've just talked about, I'd go for transport.
Well, according to the UK website howtocomplain.com, almost 17% of customer complaints in the UK are about transport and travel, compared with shopping and retail sector, which receives about 25% of complaints. So, Feifei, you were absolutely wrong about that one, I'm afraid.
That can't be true.
Now, if you want to complain about something in English, it always helps to know the right thing to say. And if I'm not mistaken...
It's Business Betty!
Hello.
Hello, Business Betty. Can you give us some tips on complaining in English?
Of course. Whether you're complaining or dealing with a complaint, it's important to be polite, calm and clear. Let's look at the customer's complaint first. Imagine you own a clothes shop and you're unhappy about some T-shirts you've just bought. You're talking to the supplier about it. First of all, be clear that you have a complaint. Say, I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
Or you can say, actually, there's a problem.
Actually, there's a problem.
Well done, Feifei. Next, state exactly what the problem is. What's the problem, Feifei?
I ordered 200 blue T-shirts, but the ones you sent are black.
Next, say how you want the problem to be fixed.
Can you get the right ones over to us by the end of the week?
Good. Try saying that one other way.
Look, I really need the blue T-shirts as soon as possible.
Well done, Feifei. And remember to be polite.
I will. Thanks for your help, Betty.
You're welcome.
Neil, I feel the role play coming on.
And so do I. And of course, today, it's my turn to be the boss.
But I'm afraid there isn't a boss in this role play.
Oh, typical.
But you can be the customer service representative if you like. I'm a client who isn't happy with your company's service, and you have to deal with my complaint. Okay?
Okay, I think I'll be good at that. Shall we start?
Let's go.
Role play.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Good morning. My name's Feifei from Feifei's Fashions, and I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
Oh, yeah. You're not the only one.
I ordered 200 blue T-shirts, but the ones you sent are black.
Oh, yeah? Well, it happens all the time. That's life, eh?
Look, I really need the blue T-shirts as soon as possible.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell someone, all right? Bye.
Just a minute. Hello? Hello?
Oh, that was good. How was it for you?
Well, I think we need to ask Business Betty for some feedback.
Okay, Business Betty, how did we do?
Well, Feifei, you were great, and you did everything I told you.
Thank you.
But, Neil, we need to work on your customer service skills. When a customer has a complaint, take it seriously. Find out what the problem is.
I see. What exactly is the problem?
And if there is a problem, apologise.
I'm so sorry about that.
Investigate the problem.
Let me just check your order.
And say what you're doing to solve the problem.
I'll get the correct order sent to you by the end of today.
And be polite.
Thanks for calling.
So, Neil, do you think that will help?
I think that should do nicely. Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome. And if there's nothing else, I'll be leaving now. Bye.
Bye.
Shall we have another go at that role play?
I think we, or should I say you, need to...
Play.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling from Faith's Fashions, and I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
Oh, I see. What exactly is the problem?
I ordered 200 blue T-shirts, but the ones you sent are black.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me check your order.
Look, I really need the blue T-shirts as soon as possible.
Yes, of course. I'll get the correct order sent to you by the end of today.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you for calling.
Roleplay.
And that's the end of today's roleplay.
That was better. I think I even believe you might send me the right T-shirts this time.
Of course I will. Anyway, it wasn't my fault. Somebody else sent the wrong T-shirts. I never, ever get anything wrong. You know that.
That's it for today, Neil. But we'll be back soon, and we hope you don't feel like complaining about that. Join us again for more 6 Minute English. Bye.
And stop your moaning. Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.